Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts here tonight, accompanied by DC Love and Liz's sister. I'm Mary Hernandez. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Doing great, Mary.
Good.
So wonderful to be here together again.
Yay!
Absolutely.
I've missed you guys.
Oh, we always miss you, Mary.
Me too. Absolutely. Missing you. It was nice to connect last night for that little round table with the other
yes.
Sacred Embers hosts. That was a lot of fun.
And I believe that was
something
that you can go back and listen to, guys. Is that true, that you can go back and listen to the show?
Yes.
Unless it's
it
in the archives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that's,
yeah, it's posted. Quite a few people actually told me today that they went back and listened and really enjoyed it as well. So I think I might go and re-listen because I know I missed the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was amazing, Liz. I know you were there as well a little later. I was in my car phone.
Oh, my goodness.
In the car driving, visiting mom, from visiting mom. But, you know, it was great to actually, you know, talk a little and interact towards the end, especially once I got home and got my notes on everything I wanted to discuss. But, yeah, we should definitely post it again on Facebook so that all the callers could listen to. It's a roundtable discussion about the 5G. It was really awesome. So
beautiful.
Yeah. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves, Liz?
Sure. I'm Liz Pfister. I am an intuitive, and I am a Reiki healer as well as a little bit of everything, ordained minister, meditation coach, spiritual coach, and a teacher. And I also have created my own card deck as well as hosting the radio show here with you ladies. So I have all that going on. But you can every Tuesday find me on my Facebook page. I live stream my Crystal Singing Bowl meditation at 7 p.m. Eastern for everyone to see. And if you can't catch it live, you can always watch the replay. It's always posted on my page. And you can find that on Facebook or Instagram. I'm at LizP11Love. And that's always there. And then Wednesday nights, I'm here with you ladies. So
beautiful. That is awesome. Yes. I have to say, Liz, yesterday I was visiting mom, as I mentioned, and I put your singing bowl on for her, and she had such a beautiful smile, and then she started moving her hand, and she barely is mobile, so, you know, like for her to move her hand was so amazing. So I wanted to say that in yesterday's show, but I said, okay, we weren't talking about the singing bowls, but I wanted to mention that. But today is a perfect day. I mean, it was just so moving. I have to play it for her every day, you know, that I'm with her, because it really, you know, made her really happy and you know, and just, it was magical just seeing her. And she was smiling. She had a smile. So thank you, Liz.
Yes, what a beautiful gift, Mary.
Thank you for sharing that. That's such a touching story.
You're welcome.
It's amazing, the power of sound,
DC?
I will say.
Yes, it is. Amazing.
Well, Mary, you know what? Would you like to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, hon?
Oh, yes, of course. I totally forget about me. I'm an intuitive empath. I love communicating with spirit. I'm opening up all my clairs more and more every day. I work with a variety of cards, and I keep adding every time there's a sale, I just keep adding more and more. I'm also a Reiki healer, and I have my own website, a business page, which you guys can find me for a one-on-one reading, a 15-minute reading, or a one-question reading. And I'm also doing a numerology reading, which that what that does, it uncovers your destiny and your life purpose. So it's the bridge between you in the now and who you are your potential to be, basically. So I'm booking readings, and my website, which I'm going to tweak a little because I think it's way too long, is maryhernandez5252.wixsite.com/theangelwithin. And D is T-H-E-E, Angel Within. Or you can actually find me on Facebook at Mary Hernandez 5252. Or Gmail.
Beautiful.
Or at gmail.com.
That's beautiful, yeah. And a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, and there are a few other hats that I, too, wear. But the really, you know, cool thing is how I attained some of my, you know, education and learning. I attended schools of higher learning, and, you know, some people will say, so did I, DC. Well, I did it in a little different way. The schools of higher learning were in heaven, and I went there at night, and I gained some amazing knowledge used first to help me and then to help others. And they say that if you snooze, you lose. Well, it certainly wasn't, you know, true in my case. Every time I slept, I got more, you know, I've gotten more and more information and more knowledge. So it's really beautiful. I have an amazingly beautiful divine team. Added to that divine team, I have my beautiful dog, Ginger, in spirit, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan, that's another story in itself, but she is truly divine, and it just, you know, it took me quite a while to realize it, and then it took me, another little bit of time to add her to my team. So that's a little bit about me. Liz, I was wondering, do you have a ball with you this evening?
I do. I brought the sacral chakra with us this evening. That is right below our belly button in, like, the reproductive organ area. And it's the center for our creation, our creativity, our soul fire, and our sexuality. So the things that we get passionate about, the things we love doing, that's our sacral chakra. And if you feel like you have, you know, maybe lost that, I think a lot of times we feel like we've lost our creativity or what we're passionate about. That's our sacral chakra being out of balance. So, you know, do some things, do some drawing, do some painting, do some, you know, it doesn't have to be for anyone else to see but you. but, you know, create some things, write any of those things. They wake our sacral chakra up and get it flowing again. So I'm going to have everyone take a deep breath in together through their nose and let it out through your mouth. And I'll play the sacral for you. The color you may see is orange. That's what's associated with the sacral. I just wanted to add with that, as we move into this weekend and the new moon with the solar eclipse, this is a time for us to manifest what we're looking for to come in the next year. So, you know, use that creativity right now to dream your biggest dreams and put them down on paper and put them out there, because this is the time. This is the time to make things come true. And so I thought that was a good bowl for this evening.
Beautiful. That was an amazing goal, Liz. It was. And
thank you.
Ginger, you know, she's been, you know, keeping an eye on those, you know, the lunar cycles as well. And she agrees with you fully. And she's saying, you know, don't be surprised, you know, if you start to feel that, you know, that energy, the energy that's going to help us to go forward on our beautiful journey. There may be doors that were previously not open. They're going to start to open. And it's a time as you go forward, because this is a very, you know, important moon cycle, that we let go of anything that we're holding on to that's, you know, that's not of love and light, it's negative. Get rid of it. You don't need it. Any kind of heaviness, let it go. Any doubt, any worry, let it go and just focus on the vision of what you want to manifest. This is a great time to go within, to meditate. It's a beautiful time for those amazing bowls, Liz. I really love them. I think they help with creativity as well. They're really, really beautiful.
Yeah. I tell you, they definitely wake you up if you take the time to sit and listen in a little bit of peace. Even if you can't do the full hour, if you can do 10 minutes of just listening to that sound,
beautiful.
What a difference it makes.
It does.
Really,
and,
is.
You know, we are in the last month of 2021, December. So if we could join together and just pray for everything, you know, that everyone's been going through, you know, for just a minute, mm-hmm. we're going to pray, you know, for people that are dealing with the virus, you know, everything that's going on, you know, presently. And, you know, we pray that everyone, you know, has hope and courage to go forward and know that they are protected. And, you know, peace is always with us, especially, you know, when we feel like we're going through dark times. Just, you know, connect with the light and love, and your angels are always with you. And with that being said, I do have an angel message. And Ginger's saying, not the angel you expect, Mom. I'm like, okay. And Mary had asked, you see, do you have an angel message? I said, I think I always do, Mary, but sometimes I don't know who it is. So here is the angel message. Hi, everyone. It's me, Joan, one of DC's angels. I'm fabulous as always. Thank you for asking. I have to say, though, when I was on Earth, you know, I had some doubt about there, you know, being a heaven the way it is, and I certainly now have a different perspective of things. But you know what I have to tell you? Can you believe they still didn't give me a permanent assistant up here? My goodness, they better get with the program. But I did want to come in and wish everyone an amazing December. Make it a December to remember. And ladies, you know, start thinking about the Christmas and the holidays and everything. And I want to, you know, speak to the ladies. Ladies, one thing's that you truly don't want to find in your stocking this year is your husband. You know, I know it's not all about the money during the holidays, but people say, you know, money is not the key to happiness. I always figured if you had enough money, you can make your own key. And thank goodness, you know, you're living in a world where the sky's the limit, and I do mean that literally, especially from my perspective. You are so lucky you could stay in bed and you could shop thanks to television. And gentlemen, whatever you do this holiday season, don't buy your girlfriend's or your wife's exercise equipment for Christmas. If God wanted us to bend over, he would have put diamonds on the floor. Although, you know what, I could have used a little bit more exercise, but that's not what we're talking about here. So any of you ladies that are listening out there that, you know, you feel like you have an area that you could work on, here's my advice. An easy way to hide it is to always wear a diamond necklace. It works like magic. It draws so much attention that no one will be able to keep their eyes off that necklace. They won't look elsewhere. And I have to say, when I was on Earth, I always had a Christmas tree. I had a two-story high Christmas tree. And at the bottom, there was a manger. I had it all going on. There were the wise men, the sheep, and the only thing different about my nativity, because I was Jewish, I had to get a nanny for the baby Jesus. But you know, with that being said, can we talk seriously for a moment? I ask each of you believe in whatever it is that makes you happy, whether it's religion or spirituality. Just listen to your heart. Everybody connects with God in a way that works for them. I did celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's okay to live out your own beliefs, whatever they are. Don't worry about what anyone else has to say. And please, don't be afraid to shine forth. You know, the ladies here tonight, they are such beautiful bright lights in a darkened world. And do what feels right to you and makes you happy. When it comes to religion or spiritual expression, either use it or you lose it. And please remember, yesterday is history, tomorrow is a mystery, today is God's gift, that's why we call it the present. I can't believe that this is December and Christmas is almost here. I ask that each of you forgive those who may have hurt or offended you. And to your friends, give them a piece of your heart. And to every child in your life, become a good example. And to yourself, give respect. Don't let the past steal your present. Let this beautiful time of year become an opportunity to pause and reflect on what is most important in your life. Wipe the slate clean and get ready for the new year ahead. I love you all. Joan. Okay, ladies, that was Joan's message.
That was beautiful and funny.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And I feel it was directed to me, too. with the Christmas
tree. Yeah, parts of it. But ladies, we could all use a diamond necklace. We can agree on that, right?
We sure could.
Yeah. I would love the diamond necklace, yeah.
And Ginger's asking Mary, that kind of message, do we have some beautiful angel cards, some kind of, you know, angel message now?
Yes, we do. So I pulled from the Angel and Ancestors deck, and Druid came out, and it says, hold the space, and which is perfect for what's going on now. When the Druid card appears in a reading, you're being guided to dig deep within and hold your station. If you're wondering what to do next or have a sense of anxiety about what is unfolding in your life, it's time to shift your perceptions and move back to a state of trust. Don't change your plans or do anything drastic. Just trust in the process and let everything happen as it needs to before taking any more steps. Think of a tree. It has strong roots, yet continues to grow and bear fruit. Your life will be a reflection of this. And I love this card, and I love the word trust, because that's exactly what I mentioned last night, that we need to trust, you know, trust in the process, trust in the divine, trust that we're being guided in the right direction, and trust in Jesus.
Yes, it's so important.
It was such a beautiful message. So, and I've been hearing that word trust many times.
Beautiful, yes. And that's what we have to do. And, you know, it's easy to trust when you can see something. It's when we can't see something. You know, then we have to have faith and, you know, say thank you and trust, as you say, that it's coming. And Joan is still, she's hanging out behind us here, and she's saying, I don't cook, DC, tough, too bad. Cooking is boring and it's stupid. And flies come to my kitchen and they have to brown bag it. I'm like, okay, Joan. Step back. Oh, my gosh. She doesn't show up for a while, and then you can't get rid of her.
We didn't mean that. We love it's going to be an amazing show.
Me too.
All right. Well, should we get the show on the road, you think?
Yeah, I think so. Awesome.
All right. Here we go. Area code 919, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
My first name is Sandra, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Hi, Kay. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I'm presently working in a role that is just so not good. It's just debilitating. And I am praying for a change, and I'm just wondering, do you see a new opportunity coming soon? Because it is.
Okay, this is DC, and you know word that I got from you from Ginger, she borrowed it from Mary, was trust. You've got to trust. You know, it is coming. Good is coming. So that was the first word that I heard, and Ginger, my dog, said it really, really loudly. And you know, when you trust. Have inner peace, because you know that you're going to have a resolution to your issue, okay? And Ginger's saying, please, Kay, don't worry. You know, don't, you know, just keep going over it. You don't need to worry any longer, okay? So she's saying, please have, you know, please, you know, trust that, know that a resolution is coming. And I feel better, okay? Excuse me. So I do feel like, you know, everything is going to be resolved for you.
Okay.
I'm hearing the word stability, financial improvement.
Great.
Okay. So please say thank you and, you know, and have that trust that is needed. Okay. And you've got to stay a little bit more grounded is what I'm getting. Okay. So if times were tough, you know, they're going to get better, and you've got to believe that, okay?
I'm definitely understanding that, and I am really trying so hard. I will admit that, you know, there are times whenever my face gets really weaned, and it's difficult time, but I do understand, so thank you.
Yeah, no, I get that. But I am getting, you know, there's going to be a new opportunity. There really is. So you've got to just, you know, let go of the stress. That's what I'm getting. You know, the stress is not going to help. You know?
Yeah.
It is definitely coming. You know, you might have waited a little while because I feel like this is going to be a big change for you, okay?
Okay.
And sometimes we need a little time to really, like, think about things. And, you know, while you're waiting, Ginger's asking that you let go of any limiting beliefs that you may have about yourself, okay?
Mm. Okay.
Because you're truly amazing, Kay, and you've got to believe that.
Thank you.
So
I
feel like, you know, I'm waiting with Ginger, and she's saying it's going to be okay. I believe it. It's going to be okay. Okay? And she's saying you just have to believe in things that you can't see right now. Okay?
Yeah.
And she's showing me Joan, and Joan is, you know, she's working with the angels, and she's saying your prayers are going to be answered. Okay? Keep the faith, girlfriend.
Wow, thank you so much.
So Joan is assuring you, you know, just stay positive, you know, and if you worry, turn it into a prayer because a prayer, you know, is helpful where worry is just going to hold you back, okay?
Yeah, yes.
And Joan is saying, you know, things are going to be fine. Yeah, you know? So she's saying, you know, I'm seeing, she's showing me that you're climbing the ladder of success, you know, and she's saying this is your time to go big or go home, you know?
Okay, great.
And she's saying, hey, you can accomplish what you put your mind to.
Wow,
you know,
beautiful.
So her message is, girlfriend, you better dream big, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So
you
know, and she's saying you have so much talent. You know, I don't know if you're even aware of all your talent, you know.
I am, it is so limiting, and it's really depressing. I don't even get to really shine the way I need to because it's more of a fight.
Hey, well, you know what?
Daily, so.
You're not with us. You know, we're not together physically, but we're all together. So you're limiting yourself. You can do things remotely, okay?
Yeah.
And I feel this is a time for you to venture out and even, you know, even if it's online, try something new, Kay, okay?
Okay.
And just relax. And laugh a little bit more. She's saying she wants to hear you laugh a little bit more. She's saying she's been serious, and you've got to see the humor in everything. Okay? So that was Joan's message, and I agree with Joan and Ginger, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Kay. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I totally agree with DC and Ginger and Joan. And as she was saying, I was looking for an affirmation, and the affirmation, as she was saying it, is I am willing to let go and let God. So I was going to give you that, and DC was saying it. I was like, oh, my gosh. So that was for you. I am willing to let go and let God. And I was trying to get you a Soul's Journey lesson card, and, like, I have to say they were jumping out. So I have, like, six cards that jumped out for you. And I'm going to read them all, except the last one is the major one that they want me to read to you. So the first card that came out was denial. I acknowledge my fear, but I replace it with the insights of awareness. That's the first one. The second one is loneliness. I know that I'm never alone. And remember, we have our angels, we have our guides, we have our ancestors with us. You can call on them if you feel lonely. Purpose. I know what I am here to do, your life purpose. Blame. I accept responsibility for my well-being. Gratitude. I am thankful for this life and the opportunities that it represents. So, you know, again, I am always thankful and grateful every morning and every evening before going to bed. It's a great practice, and it just, you know, shows that you're grateful for everything that you have, even the bed you sleep on, the food you eat, the water you drink, everything, and blessing it as well. And the last one is growth. And it says, I want to expand my consciousness and awareness. And they wanted me to read the book for you. And it says, you are constantly being presented with situations that enable you to develop your inner wisdom and assist you in advancing to higher levels of understanding. The lesson is to be aware of these events and recognize them for what they are. To live a mindful life is not only about respecting and honoring those around you. It is also about recognizing every person and circumstance on your path as a teacher. Oof, I'm so chill. Remember, okay. We're always learning from people. You know, people come into our lives to give us lessons, you know, and they could come in and out for one day, for one year, you know, and so be it. They're here as teachers to help us grow emotionally and spiritually as well. The constant chatter and diversions of life on earth can distract you from the signpost that spirit has left on your path. Take the time to be aware of the bountiful wisdom that has been laid before you. Acknowledge these gifts and take them to heart as you continue to sojourn in this physical dimension. Don't look for the opportunities that you think you need. Instead, be receptive to the opportunities that are given. Okay, I feel like you are gifted. I mean, I don't know. Do you do readings or... I feel like I'm getting a lot of crown chakra opening up as I'm reading for you, and very tingly. So I don't know if you've been experiencing that, and they're just giving me the chills again. Like I'm on it. Like you are.
I'm very intuitive. I just don't live in that trueness that I should. So yeah.
Okay, so I feel they brought me back to the life purpose card. So this is your life purpose. And the card is purple, and I feel that with transmuting anything that's holding you back, transmuting any of those emotions that are holding you back, I feel like, or letting go of fear, I feel like you can definitely, this is your life purpose. I mean, to serve as we do, you know, as we are doing now, at the collective, and help people awaken as well. I really, really feel that that's why all these cards came in, like stop being in denial. Don't fear.
Wow.
Just trust. And I'm hearing trust again, okay. And that was the opening card that came out, you know, is trusting. Trusting in the divine and trusting that what they have in store for you is bigger than what, you know, you envision yourself in. So
It makes sense.
I just feel it. I really feel it.
It makes sense, okay. And I understand.
So dig in. Dig into that intuition because you are on it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're so welcome. I hope that helps, and I'm going to switch you over to Liz, which I'm sure she wants you to give you her message.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, of course I am. So the first card that popped out of my deck for you, Kay, was courage. It said, let me be open to courageously take the steps that are shown. And I immediately got that. You've been shown different steps. You've been shown different things, and you're kind of going, no, I don't think I can do that. I'm not sure. I don't know if that's for me. And one thing I always tell people, you know, whatever scares us, it's what we're meant to do. Because that's where we grow. Our growth comes in doing things that we have never done, that we're afraid to do. Because a lot of times, well, always when we're being led there, and being shown that it is what we're meant to do. And so taking a risk is what we let get in our way.
Right.
So it was, you know, I got step back and take a look at the situation from an outside perspective. And then, you know, really see clearly what those steps are, right? What are those steps that have been shown to you? You know what they are, but I think if you take a step back and look in, you're going to see that there's really more that they've shown you than what you've acknowledged. So just step outside it and look in for a minute, and then, you know, take some deep breaths. Take some time to really quiet your mind, connect, right? When we connect, that's when we get our messages from spirit. That's when we can ask, you know, show me the way. Show me what I'm supposed to do. And they'll send you the messages, you know, through meditation and that quiet stillness. One of the other cards that I got for you was the Nine of Swords, and it's about getting your thoughts under control, those thoughts that you've let, you know, control everything, all your being, right? Because we let these thoughts run away from us, and what if, and oh my gosh, and, you know, this could happen, and that could happen, and this, and we get in that spiral, right? I call it the wheel, and we get in that wheel, and we let our thoughts control all of our life and everything we're doing, and we do nothing because we're just stuck in our head. Really, you know, find some stillness for yourself. Really focus in and decide what you want to do. Because as soon as you do that, the ending is, it's beautiful. I have the last card that came out was the Ten of Pentacles, and it's a big family dancing in a circle, and they're all, you know, everyone's happy, and you found that stability and that comfort and everything that you're looking for. So it's definitely coming. But you've got to do a little bit of work. Now the universe is just waiting for you. And it's waiting for you to make the decision. It's waiting for you to tap in and say, you know what, I can take this risk. And, you know, with the energy that we're in right now, with the eclipse and all of that, and the manifesting potential is exponential at the moment. And things are coming in so fast that if you think about it, it's going to show up. So think about you do want, you know. Put your focus on the things that you do want. All the things that you don't want, all the things you don't want to happen, don't even, like, let's not entertain them. Don't think about them. This is what I want. When I think of this path, I want this, 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 and this, right? And then let the universe take care of you, because it may not give you exactly what you lined up there, but it's going to give you better than what you lined up there. So it's going to be even more beautiful. And be creative, you know. Do some drawing, do some painting, do some writing, do some dancing, you know, moving your body. Anything to just move energy in you. You know, art.
I have to because I've gotten stuck. As I said, this job is so debilitating, and I find myself not having the energy to do anything. So I receive that. I totally understand. Thank you.
Yep. So, you know, that's what will get you through doing this job where you have to be there is, you know, tuning into your creative outlet, you know.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I hope that message helps you, Kay. I hope that you get all of your thoughts together and you get yourself out there and take the jump, take the leap, because they're going to work out.
I will. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you,
ladies. Blessings to you all.
Yes. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, what a great first call.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, all right. Are we ready to move to our next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Area code 805, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Oh, hi, this is Donna. I'm in California. How are you all?
Good, how are you?
Hi, Donna.
Do you have a question for us?
Thank you. Yeah, about me meeting someone. You know, do you see that happening in the near future or throughout this lifetime? I'm getting up there in age now, but...
Well, you know what, age is only a number, so...
Yeah. Okay, that's true. You can be
so let go of that, number one.
True.
That's what Joan is saying. Let go of that, Donna.
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, you've got to start loving yourself first. And Joan is asking, have you made that list of all the good qualities you want that special someone to have?
I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you get up in the, like in the morning, do your mirror work and tell yourself, Donna, I love you, I love you. You know, you're worthy of all the love
that. But I think I do occasionally when I'm in the car, I'll look in the mirror and say it.
Yeah, I would, you know, especially if you're looking for love, I mean, I would start, you know, really getting serious about it and do nice things for you, okay? Do really, really nice things for you. I do feel like when the time is right, I don't feel it's right as we are connecting today, but I do feel that you're going to be with like an earthy energy. This person's going to be very mature and, you know, very protective of you. It's going to be wonderful.
Nice.
So the angels are saying you've got to make it a little bit more of a priority if you're, you know, interested in love. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure that, you know, you do make love a priority, you know, as much of a priority as the other areas of your life. Now, Joan, I was laughing because Joan was coming in and she was saying to me before we, you know, heard you say it was Donna, I heard Joan say, I hate housework. You make the beds, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later you have to start all over again. So is there something, like, in regard to that? Because I feel like, you know, maybe housework or something is sort of like not on your, you know, highest priorities.
No,
is just driving you crazy or something.
No. Right. You're so right.
Because
yeah.
she's getting overwhelmed with all this stuff, you know? So I was just laughing.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so she's saying, yeah, she has like a couple challenges going on, and she's saying, Donna, just stay open, be flexible, and, you know, work on things that, you know, come easily, you know, to you, you know? So if housework gets to be, you know, crazy, she's just saying, you know, just get out the door. But I do feel, like I said, if you work on yourself, hon, I do feel like love will be coming, and it's with a beautiful person that has this beautiful earthy energy, okay? And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, when it comes, it's going to be the real deal. It's going to be true love.
Oh, good.
So I would make sure. Yeah, and she actually wrote love in the sky before you even came on, and so that was going to be her message, whether you asked about it or not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, the person isn't here yet, Mom.
Okay.
So have you been invited anywhere, like, you know, with friends or family over the holidays to go to a gathering of some sort?
I'll go with my sister and her husband for the 25th and the 26th. I'll go up and stay with them. They live on a ranch.
Okay,
because
I feel like there is a possibility, you know, of meeting, you know, at a gathering, someone at a gathering.
Okay.
But I feel like you're going to have, like, several different, you know, prospects. So Ginger's saying make sure that you get yourself ready for love, Donna. Okay, so what I'm getting is she's saying there's going to be changes that are going to happen fast. And she's saying this person is hot stuff, I have to tell you, you know.
Wow.
And when you meet them, you're going to have these, like, amazing feelings. Okay. And you're going to think, oh, my gosh, I really like this person, okay? So Ginger is just, she's just so happy. So I feel like, you know, like I said, love does not feel like it's that far off for you. Okay? So just make sure you love yourself first and just, you know, take time and do something nice for you. Buy yourself a nice candle, maybe get your hair done, your nails, you know, and all that. But do something really nice for you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, because I do feel like that's like really important if you want to have a relationship is you're the most important person in this relationship. Even if you do meet someone, they're just the icing on the beautiful cake.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying, you know, the key, though, I'm going to tell you is Ginger's coming, and she's saying, I have to tell you, don't put pressure on yourself in regard to love. Okay. She's saying this is a great time, and you've got to learn to just enjoy it, okay? So I feel like, you know, I feel like that's really the key is just make sure you're just having fun and enjoying yourself, okay?
Yeah.
And she's saying, Mom, she's sort of like a caretaker. When you're in a relationship, you try to take care of that person, but you try to take care of everybody. So, yeah, she's saying you don't have to put all the responsibility of a relationship on your shoulders. Because at times it can be a little bit much, okay?
Uh-huh.
She's just saying, just, you know what, let it let it simmer like you would. She's showing me like a, what is it called? The crock pot. Let love simmer. You know, you can't let it happen too fast. Don't let that commitment happen too fast when you meet that special someone. Let it simmer. You have to allow love to develop naturally. Okay. And I feel like that's good advice. Okay. And, you know, she's just saying, you know, take care of yourself first, please. You know, take care of yourself first. Okay.
Okay. All right.
And just get ready for change. And she's saying, Mom, she's sort of, you know, is a kind of a lady that wants to try to control everything. But where love is, you know, connected, you can't control everything.
Right.
So just try to enjoy this time. I feel like it's going to be beautiful for you. Okay?
Yeah,
and she's just
wonderful.
Showing me, like, all these parts here. So that's what I got in regard to love. I think it's going to be wonderful for you. It's just beautiful. Okay? But please, you know, do those, you know, the mirror work and everything.
I will.
Okay? And let go of anxiety. Let go of doubt. Okay? And, again, she's saying, please just, you know, don't go too fast in regard to love. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, so good luck with that. And you know, just let us know when it happens. We're excited, okay?
Thank you, DC. I appreciate it. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless.
God bless you.
Hi, Donna. It's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
I felt like DC or Ginger was looking at my notes as I was writing them. DC is saying what Ginger is saying, and that's exactly what I was writing. So it's so amazing when we come together that we all have, like, the same messages, obviously. So the first thing I got was not right now, but it will come, and a soulmate. I feel like it's a soulmate that's going to come. And it'll help you in every which way, like awakening every part of you. I got these are questions that I was going to ask you. Are you loving on yourself? Because, you know, in order to attract love, we need to love ourselves. And again, the same thing that DC said is the mirror work, you know, saying I love you in the morning, you know, to yourself in the mirror, you're so beautiful, you know, taking yourself on dates. I mean, I'm single. I take myself on dates all the time, and I go out to dinner on my own. Going to the spa, getting your nails done, getting your pedicures done, and loving you first. And I wrote that, like, in big, bold letters. That was the major message I was getting, love you first. And that's what I've learned being single, is that we need to love on ourselves first before anyone else gives us that love, because, you know, then we accept it or we don't accept it if it's not enough, you know. So that's why we need to love on ourselves first to understand, you know, how much a person is going to love us or if they do. And the last message was, you complete you. I made that in bold letters. Again, you complete you. Like, no one is going to complete you. You complete yourself. No. You're one, you know, with yourself. And until you get to that point, that's when that person will come in, you know, where you know, okay, I complete myself. I don't need anyone. I'm independent. And, you know, it's just, this is going to be just an added gift to my life, you know, so that's
right.
How I feel. Yeah. And then I pulled a postcard from Spirit for you as well, and I'll read what it says, but that was the major message that they wanted really me to tell you. And it says, dearest you, did you know that when you stop fighting and accept everything exactly as it is right now, miracles start to happen? There is a freedom in this kind of radical acceptance.
Wow.
Let go of unrealistic expectations and see things as they really are, not how you'd like them to be. You'll be surprised at how everything seems to fall into place. When you refuse to accept things, life gets messy. You act messy, and your world stays in chaos tension and disarray, but don't try to force a change or manipulate circumstances. Instead, learn about what is in front of you and face it with your eyes fully open. Then you can decide to stay or go, sink or swim, move or stay still. Acceptance is the key to freedom and opens the door to real opportunities waiting to be discovered. Set yourself and others free. Loving you so much, always and forever. So I have to ask you, Donna, are you having, like, anxiety? Because tuning into your energy, I feel, like, very anxious.
No, not at all.
No?
I'm so slow and laid back. Yeah, I don't really have anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because I'm having, like, deep breathing issues right now. Okay.
Oh, no. Must be something else. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so just remember, love you first, okay?
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Okay. Many blessings. I'll send you over to Liz now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Donna. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
So the first card I pulled was Tsunami and Wake Up Call, and I didn't feel like this was a huge not like a huge illness or anything, you know, bad coming to you, but it's going to be a big realization, self-realization, I think, really is what I'm feeling, where you go, like the aha moment. So tsunami is probably a bit, the tsunami is probably a bit dramatic. It's more of the like, oh, that's it. And I really believe it comes from the loving yourself part and realizing that, hey, guess what? I am the most important person in my life. And if I don't take care of me and treat me the way that I want to be treated, how does anyone else know how they should do it either? Right? And and having that realization that if we don't put enough self-love into ourselves and self-worth, right, that we're worthy to have, to be treated a certain way, that we don't need to accept anything less than what we want, that, you know, once we do that, that's when we get to that higher vibration, and that higher vibrational energy attracts the person that we're looking for, too. Because when we're in the low vibe, we're going to attract not the so good people. but this tsunami actually leads to you becoming a dragonfly and having an emergence. So this, and that's why I say this is about you realizing the self-love and the self-worth that, like, hey, you know what? I want to be treated like a Rolls Royce. I need to treat myself like a Rolls Royce. People touching my paint, and I don't want, you know, whatever. We have to carry ourselves and treat our own selves the way that we want to be treated. Because if we're running ourselves ragged and exhausting ourselves, guess what? The person we're looking for is going to do, the person that comes along is going to do the same thing. So, you know, we need to take care of ourselves. We need to make ourselves a priority and say, no, I'm important. I'm, you know, I'm worth stopping everything else and taking care of me. So I'm treating myself well, you know. Not as an afterthought, not as a, you know, I'm done with everything else. Now I can spend time with Donna. No, like Donna needs to be my priority when I get up in the morning. But through this, you're going to have a rebirth, and that rebirth is going to put you in the, you know, because you finally are going to become, you're going to be confident and comfortable in who you are, truly, deeply, you know, who you are. And this is me, the beautiful, perfect, imperfect mess, right? If that's what we are. We are all some sort of mess. So, you know, and that's part of loving ourselves, too, is stepping into fully who we are and embracing every part of ourselves and saying, you know what, this is me. This is how I operate. This is, you know, I leave my clothes on the floor until I want to wash them on Saturday. That's who I am. It's okay. Like, it's fine. That's me. And when we are comfortable with that and we can say, yeah, that's who I am. That's what I do. That's when we have fully embraced and love who we are. And that's when that right person is going to walk in the door. So I feel like you're really on the verge of getting there. This rebirth chart actually says spring equinox, which I wasn't really looking at the time, but as I was giving you the message, I was ignoring the spring part of it at first. And then as I was giving you the message, I feel like, you know, springtime might be when you're ready for this person to come in and really, you know, find them. And like DC said, you know, she saw you meet him at a gathering. I feel like you may meet him now. I do feel like you're going to meet him, but all of this isn't going to come together until later on, the relationship portion of it, which, you know, sometimes that's how relationships go, right? We make friends with someone, we might see them casually here and there, and then, you know, it later rolls into that. But I feel like, if you just have to find that love for you, that whole 100% love for you, and that's going to, once we do that, our whole life really does change, because the way we look at ourselves and the things that we put up with and the things that we do, like, wait, is this something, am I doing this, and does it show that I love myself? You know, we start to ask those questions of ourselves. So, you know, is this a loving thing I'm doing, putting this in my body? You know, when we eat junk food and stuff like that, we start to catch ourselves, and we want to do better because we love ourselves. We want the best for us. So, you know, that's all. But I feel like that stuff is going to happen very quickly for you, because you're aware of that. And it's not, I don't feel like people have not ever loved yourself. I feel like you've just kind of let it get away from you because you haven't felt the best or felt where you belong. But so you can get it back. You just have to shift your mind and say, yeah, that's what I want. I want to be my number one priority. I want to be important to me. Yeah. So, so it's coming,
I like that.
But it's about you finding that shift and fully loving yourself.
Okay. I'll do that.
Which you know how to do. I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
That's my message for you, Donna. I hope
Thank you
give yourself a little bit of self-love, self-care after we get off here, and treat yourself to something nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, nice.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
You're welcome.
Everybody.
You too, Donna. Yes. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a
beautiful
message.
Definitely.
We're just seeing here my list if we had any of these people from last week. I'm just checking quick. But it looks like we got those ones. So, all right. Well, we'll keep on rolling. Good evening, area code 650. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, good evening. This is Kiwi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, what's your first name again? I'm sorry.
Kiwi.
Kiwi, okay. I'm like, did I hear her right? Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I am planning to move to Nashville. Tennessee. Actually, I haven't decided the right city yet. I feel like I am intuitively guided to do this. And I want some guidance about it.
Okay.
This is DC.
Because I haven't lined up any job, any housing, nothing yet. It's just my gut is telling me to trust and go, but I have fear.
Well, you know what? The first thing I'm getting, you've got to stay a little bit more grounded and envision, you know, where you'd like to be. When you think of an area, you've got to feel it within, and your stomach area is your, you know, and your gut is your intuition. And I'm getting that you're really intuitive. So when you say one of the cities that you want to move to, you've got to feel it within, feel it in your stomach area. Okay? And that's going to help you to really, you know, to see if it's going to be, you know, a good move for you. okay? I am getting that you have a lot of great opportunities that await you, okay? And again, you're very intuitive. Just trust, you know, what you're getting, okay? And I'm getting, you know, like everything that's happening does have a purpose behind it and it does serve you, okay? And I do feel like when you choose to move, are you going to rent or are you going to buy?
No, I'm going to rent. So, you know, Nashville was my first choice. But for the sake of getting things aligned financially, I was thinking about Knoxville and then making my way towards Nashville.
When you said Knoxville, I got like a maybe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I don't feel like when you said even like when you said it, I feel like the energy was like a lot less. And, you know, there was a delay in saying it, so I just feel like the energy was a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So you've got to, like I said, you know, you've got to be able to feel it within you. You're the creator, you know, of your destiny, and it's up to you, okay? So what I'm getting for you is you've got to just, you know, you've got to give it a little bit more thought. And, I mean, if you do make it to the first area, like Knoxville, I just feel like you're not going to be as happy. Okay?
Yeah.
And I am getting, you know, I feel like, you know, you're going to be able to, you know, afford things. Your finances are going to be in more in balance than you even know at this moment. Okay, so I am getting you've got to focus on your, you know, on your dreams. You know, and really work towards, you know, going, you know, towards what it is that you are wanting. Okay. I feel like something's going to, you know, change for you during this month. Your energy is changing. You're sort of not even aware of what's going to happen, but I feel like this is going to be a wonderful month for you. Okay. Something that's occur is going to be possibly like unexpected. Okay. And my dog Ginger, and she thinks, sees this beautiful opportunity. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, the word transformation around you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, hindsight is 20/20, and it's like you're saying, well, if I only knew at that point, you know, I wouldn't have chosen Knoxville. I would have done something differently is what I'm getting.
Yeah,
I don't know how to
Nashville because of the it's bigger, I would say, more opportunities. The reason I kind of thought of Knoxville is just, you know, financial-wise, until I get things set up.
I did get with, not Knoxville, you know, the other one, I got, like, my dog is just, like, giving you, like, the flag, like, go, 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 you know? And I do feel like, you know, there's, monetarily, there's something coming. There you can have the financial security that you're needing.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like there's something coming, so...
Okay.
She's just like she's throwing pennies from heaven, and Ginger's saying you're going to have extra money you didn't count on. So open, you know, your arms wide now for the abundance and prosperity that's coming your way, okay?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I do feel, like I said, there's something good coming, and it's going to be like a happy time for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel, you know, I do feel confident in that area, you know. So, I would just think about it a little bit more and, you know, allow you know, yourself to be guided to make, you know, the decision that's going to work, you know, for your betterment. But I am getting Ginger saying you got to release. You got to release what you're holding on to now because you're holding on to worry. You're holding on to stress. And you're taking in this energy. And what you're doing when you take it in, it's like you're going to call more of that to you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do recognize it. And I feel like I'm sabotaging myself from the good that's coming to me. Because,
yeah, you've got to let go of
it,
honey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to let go of it, because I just feel like a big whoosh of energy around you. It's sort of like you were just like, you're almost dragging your feet in the mud, and then all of a sudden you get out of the mud and you're running, okay? So have, you know, call upon the angels and allow them to help you to have the confidence that you need to really, you know, to really, like, go after those dreams. And Ginger is saying, run, chase your dreams. Okay? So I feel confident, but she's saying, you know, it's time to say goodbye to your old life and start thinking about, you know, this amazing new beginning that you're going to have in the future.
Yeah.
Okay? So you're going, you know, forward to a journey that has the ability to be absolutely amazing. There's so many blessings waiting for you.
Okay,
but you've got to let go of these old ways of thinking. You've got to let go of the old patterns you're holding on to. Okay, there's something like from maybe like when you grew up, something that you know have inherited that you're sort of holding on to. It's a way of thinking, and I don't feel it's your way of thinking. It might be from your parents, or it might be from like a past life, but you've got to let go of what no longer serves you, okay?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I believe it, yeah.
Okay, and you've got to just be positive, because everything is going to be positive. And allow the angels to help you see, you know, your future from their perspective. It's going to be amazing. Okay? And just, no matter what you're going to, you know, connect with in the future, you've just got to be brave enough to keep going forward. And Ginger's saying, keep your heart open, and you're going to be amazed at all the positive and amazing opportunities and people that are going to come into your life. So I really do feel like this is going to be, you know, a great time for you, hon. Okay? And I just see, like, the stars in the sky, and Ginger is saying, you know, wish upon a star. This is your time.
Okay,
I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless, and you've got to stay in touch with us, you know, and let us know what lies ahead, because it's going to be wonderful.
I appreciate it. I will. Thank you.
God bless.
Hi, it's Mary. Wow, that was a beautiful message.
Yeah.
I got a yes as well for Tennessee, and as Cece mentioned, when you mentioned Cece, Knoxville, it was just like your tone and your voice just like dropped. Like, you know, it wasn't as exciting as when you said Tennessee. The card that I pulled out for you was Ask Your Guides, and the card that fell out for you was Priorities, Master Teacher. And in this card, it shows like a box full of stuff, like a broken heart, like clothing and everything packed in a box, and then there's a divine hand and a person running away from these old things, you know, that they're leaving behind, and a new path opening up. And I'm so chilled saying this, because that's exactly how I see it. Like, the divine is helping you create this new path for you, and is really like holding you up and pushing you towards that. So trust your intuition. You know, our intuition is all we have right now, you know, and trusting it. And, you know, another way that you can ask, which I get my yes and no's, is by heart expansion. Like if you ask a question, just, you know, ask and see if you get a heart expansion for a yes. And a no is just like, you know, no movement in your body, you know, or tight, you know, your sacral gets really like tight. Your belly. So that's how I get my yes and no's, through that, and also through the pendulum. But I asked just to confirm about Tennessee, and I got a huge yes on the pendulum, as well as, you know, hearing a yes. And the card they want me to read for you is, it says, for every new ambition, relationship, and experience you seek at this time, there's a commitment in place that must be eliminated to make way for the new, for letting go of the past. Current routines, habits, and even types of free time must be sacrificed so that you can open up to new energies. Your master teacher is present for urging you to identify what must go be honest in your assessment, and also be realistic and thoughtful in setting your goals so that you don't overreach and fail. Your master teacher reminds you that even though the universe does support your heart, it doesn't allow you to bypass the work necessary to manifest your desires. In other words, you reap what you sow. And I'm so chilled on this. So, you know, always give out what you wish to receive. I'm being asked to say that. So whatever we give out, we're going to receive back. So if you give good, good will come back to you. And the best way is to systematically move towards your priorities while simultaneously discarding what no longer serves you. If you want to lose 10 pounds, you must release jelly donuts. If you want to work for yourself, you must let go of the need for others to take care of you. If you want to create a new love relationship, you mustn't brood over your past heartbreaks any longer. The message from your master teacher is to reach for something greater, you must first let go of what's in your hands. Wow, that's a beautiful message.
Yeah.
Whew. And I was writing, you know, we could always ask our guardian angels for help, you know, to come in and help us. And they won't help us until we ask. And it's the same with the divine and, you know, with our ascended masters, archangels, you know, unless we ask for help, they are not allowed to assist us. So, you know, opening up that connection with them is really important, is unique guidance, extra guidance. And, of course, we're here for you as well.
Thank you. I think every time I get that card, it's from Sonia Shokas, right?
Yes. Oh, wait,
yeah.
Which one?
It's like I'm getting a whipping, you know, it's like, listen. It scares me a little.
Yes. Yeah, it is Estonia. I got mixed up. I'm like, no, it's Kyle. But I'm like, no, because it's just I buy so many cards from Kyle Gray that it's like my whole, almost all my Oracle decks are like Kyle. So,
yeah,
yeah,
I guess.
Okay. So I hope that helps, and make sure you give us a call back. And Liz is on to give you her message now. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well,
you're welcome.
I think mine lines right up with where Mary was ending. My first card was outrageous openness. And it says, dear love, open me to your will. Release me from my attachments. Surprise and delight me with your plan. You know what's needed, and I am open to receive. So that's like, it's almost written on there like a little prayer. And I would come up with your own words, like, I'm ready. Show me what you've got, you know, and be open. Release the fear. Release the what ifs and, you know, what will happen and all that stuff. Because if the divine is showing you a plan and they're putting you in that path, it's because it's meant for you. And there's nothing to be afraid of. They're going to help you along the way. Everything's going to work out and fall right into place. And I feel, too, like the openness is really about a different perspective, right? people are living in different ways now, right? I think a lot of times when we think about moving out of our home and going somewhere, we think, okay, I have to move into an apartment. I have to be, you know, an apartment by myself and da, 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 da. And people are sharing living quarters now. And it's not, obviously you're older, so it's not like the teenage thing where you first move out of your home and it's a little chaotic and doesn't flow. People now, you know, live independently in the same quarters. They have, you know, their own portions. So look into some different living, you know, when you're doing some research, look into some different living things. Look and see if, you know, there's maybe like a long-term Airbnb you could get for a little while till you find the right thing and all those money drops are in place for you so that you know that security. You know, there's so many different ways, I feel like, that what we think in our mind is not the only way. So do a little research, do a little digging around about how people are living out there, how people are doing things, because I think I feel like you're going to find a different living situation than what you have in your mind. if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, because I'm surprised you mentioned that, because one thing I was actually looking at was there's this work exchange. It's a website where travelers use it a lot. So in exchange for maybe helping out with something, whatever skill that you have, you have a housing for some time. That was one thing I was considering, and most of them were in the suburbs or a bit an hour away or something from Nashville. Yeah, okay.
And being in the suburbs of Nashville isn't too bad, really. I don't know if you've ever been to Nashville. I have not, but I know that it's extremely busy, and every time I hear someone that goes there, I have a couple of friends that live in Tennessee, and they live in the outskirts, but every time I hear about someone going to Nashville and they're so excited to be there, they don't really care for downtown Nashville. They would prefer to be just a little outside. So if you haven't been there, that I think the work exchange thing is really perfect, right, to get you your feet on the ground and get wet to navigate where you really want to be, too. Because I'm told there's lots of beautiful little cities right outside of Nashville on those outskirts that people just love. And they're still close enough to go in and out, but they're not right in the hubbub.
that's true.
So I think you're going to be fine going out there. But I definitely felt like it's an alternative living than what you're used to. You know, we all think of a very black and white, like, okay, got to get an apartment, got to And I feel like you're going to find a different way. You're not going to be conventional.
Okay, thank you. I am conventional. Okay.
And the next part I got for you was dance and celebration. So I was being told, you know, to get all this, you know, the ego tripping, all the what ifs, and oh, it might not work out, and I might not be right, and all that stuff. Start doing some dance. Have you ever done tantric dance, where you just turn on music and let your body move with it? You don't really make yourself dance, but all of a sudden, like, your body just starts to flow with the music that's on, and you move around. You just close your eyes and let your body sway and do its thing. Put on your favorite playlist and do that. Get some movement running through your body, because that's the divine comes in that way, too. It's a form of meditation, really. And, you know, celebrate. Think about, you know, going to Nashville and how happy that makes you feel, the outlook that you have there, what you're looking forward to going to do, and let that move you. Celebrate that. Feel that feeling. Because when we're manifesting things, which is really what you're trying to do, you've got to feel the feeling. You've got to feel like you already have it. So if you can do that through the tantric dance, just, you know, feeling how good it would feel to be there, and the excitement and the of when you go and everything's new, right? And you're exploring and discovering, and it's just such a cool feeling, right? Like a little kid. You can experience that through dance, through that movement. So do some of that. Explore yourself a little bit. Get, you know, have a celebration. See yourself being successful and celebrating that. Because the last card is river in movement. So move. You're definitely meant to move. You're definitely meant to be, you know, it's time for you to go to your next place and do your next thing. So it's coming, and it is. It's definitely the right thing. So let yourself take the leap. I feel like I'm saying that to a lot of callers, but that's what we're being told to do, you know, do things we've never done. Yes.
Joan is listening to everything you say, and she's saying, I didn't know she was that smart. She loves all your advice. But she's saying, moving to the music, you know, just feel the music. But she's saying, I have a meditation exercise. So you're sitting at a table, and you close your eyes, and there's two glasses of wine in front of you. So she's saying, close your eyes, take in a long, you know, exhale, raise your glass slowly, inhale, take a long sip, and repeat until bliss kicks in. So if you need a little bit of meditation, You know, you have, you know, you buy a delicious bottle of wine, you fill two glasses, you know, and you just keep doing that exercise until you feel that bliss kick in. No, Joan, it's not
right.
Us. We don't, you know,
yeah.
We're not saying, you know, this is Joan's advice. So.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I'll be passed out after one.
Don't worry.
You might have the good, you may have the good intuitive dreams then.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think everything's pointing to yes, Kiwi. That's what I'm gonna say. I think all the girls would say the same thing, and go with your heart. You know, what's the worst that could happen?
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're going to be wonderful.
You all.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have Kelly Parton's Higher Self coming in, and she's saying, girlfriend, I've had heartaches and headaches and toothaches and earaches, and I've had a few pains in the ass, but I've survived it all. You will, too.
There you go.
All right. Well, Kiwi,
thank you.
We hope that we helped you out, and give us a call back and let us know how it goes. We're excited to hear, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, and Dolly, you can call in again and ask what Dolly would do. So,
yeah.
Oh,
okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thanks. Bye.
crazy night, ladies.
What a great. I could just see, like, she was just, everything was pointing to yes.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, ladies, we're still lit up here like a Christmas tree. Are we ready to keep moving?
Yes. It's the season.
Okay.
Yep. It's the season, Joan said, for guidance and courage.
All right. Here we go. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Okay. Hello. Thanks for taking my call. This is Tim from New York. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, Tim.
Good. How are you?
It's good. Hey, DC. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, nice to hear your voice, Tim. How's it going, hon?
It's going. It's going. It's going. I'm not complaining at all. I'm just trying to do the work. Trying to keep
beautiful.
Well,
you've been doing
positive.
Fab. Do you have, like, any anything that you want guidance on? Is there any questions you may have?
Yes. Just, I guess if you see anything coming my way, as far as a new job, a new opportunity, I'm trying to consistently.
Beautiful. Well, saying it is time to start something new, Tim. So you're calling in, and it's your divine timing. You're listening to your angels.
Okay.
So what kind of new are you looking for? Because you're saying the first thing you have to do is release the worry, and you've got to trust.
Well, that's what I'm attempting to do. You know, sometimes I get stuck in the 3D where the anxiety gets to me, or I say, I don't know exactly
where. And you overthink a little bit, she says. You know, you're overthinking a little bit, you know?
That is correct.
You've
got
to sort of find a way to take the stress off. What do you do to de-stress?
Watch basketball.
That's all right. That's great. Yeah, I mean, that, you know, if you can relax and not stress, then go for it, you know? And she's saying, Tim, all is truly well. Let go and, you know, let God bring solutions and, you know, enjoy basketball once in a while. That's a great way to do things, okay? And she's saying, you know, this anxiety, the stress, everything, this too is going to pass, Tim.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, when things aren't moving fast enough, it's because there's something there that, you know, that we have to maybe a little bit of a lesson that has to be learned. And with you, I feel like you've been learning quite a bit. I feel like you're growing by leaps and bounds. And maybe that's why you're, you know, you're feeling the way that you do, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger is saying, Tim, I see success around you. There's such beautiful enlightenment. You know, just keep nurturing your beautiful dreams. And I'm hearing the word happiness around you, you know. But she's just saying, you know, if there's not a good basketball game on, just think about something that you used to do as a child. you know, and reconnect and do that. Because when we play with our inner child, that is helpful as well.
Okay?
So, and I'm getting, you know, we were kidding of, you know, with the last caller, but I feel like your dreams are trying to tell you something.
Really?
So
I'm
are you keeping a dream journal? Because I'm getting, you know, dreams. Listen to your dreams. Relax. Listen to your dreams.
Well, I have a hard time remembering them, but I'm trying to get to bed at a decent time, so maybe that will help me out.
Okay, well, you know, make the intention, put it out to the angels to help you to remember what it is that you need to remember at this time, okay? And Ginger's saying, you know, you will remember what you need to remember, Tim. So don't worry, just trust that you'll have the answers that you are needing. And sometimes when we get those kind of answers, it's usually maybe like a word, a thought, a color, but you'll have the knowledge that you need because you're in a time of transition. And those basketball games that you're watching are giving you time to recharge your batteries. Okay? So you're doing a great job. You know, she's saying you're doing a great job. And, you know, the answers you're looking for, they're right around the corner. So that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, and I thank you for calling in, Tim.
Thank you so much, VC.
Hi, Tim. It's Mary.
Hey, Mary.
So what I got immediately was to keep that dream journal, just like VC said. You know, I know it's hard to write every part of your dream when you remember, but I've been doing it, and it's just so good to actually keep it whenever we remember. So what I've been doing is, which I've been taught, is that before going to bed, ask your angels and your guides that to remember the dream that you need in order to assist you, you know, in this life purpose, for your life purpose, for your life path, whatever it is, you know, to help you remember. Because I know it's hard sometimes,
okay.
Like, you know, we'll wake up and it's like, unless you give yourself 5 minutes in bed, quiet time, you won't remember. So, you know, allow yourself an additional 5 minutes to just chill in bed and just ask them to remind you what the dream was, if it is that it's required. So it's just amazing. So that's really helped me a lot. And then I was trying to pull one card for you from Postcards from Spirit, but three fell out for you. So I have to read them all. I was going to put them back, and they told me no. So I'm going to give you the reading now. It says, Dear you, what is true for you? Can you be impeccable with your word? Sure you can. As long as it's not used to manipulate others, the truth can set everyone free. Let go of the results. Let go of your fears and allow the truth to empower you and others. This will set into motion a kind of change that will be supportive of you and loving and all kinds of prosperous. It is not a time to compromise and hide your truth from others. Whatever it is you want, go for it and be clear in your motives, especially with yourself. You will be happy you did. This is a time where you will tap into the power to co-create and manifest your best life. Doesn't that feel amazing? And the results? Miraculous. When you tell the truth and ask the same of others, you can learn a lot from life's bountiful lessons and achieve your dreams. Love you always. You are magical. The second one, that's a beautiful card, actually. So with that, it's actually asking you to be honest and let go of any fear, you know, and anything that's holding you back, and, you know, learn from life lessons and manifest your best life, because this is a time for manifestation, you know, manifesting the life that we truly believe we want. And if you don't know what you really want, ask the divine to come in and assist you with that, because always the divine will help us create something that we're not even thinking about. It's so much better than what we want to do. So what I've learned to do is to let go and let God and let him guide me and let them guide me to where it is I'm going or where I should be. So the second card, Tim, for you is, Dear you, now is one of those times you're being asked to, st- to add some distance, take a step back, and do nothing but observe. Don't worry about how long it will take to regroup. Just know it's temporary and actually an opportunity to take a breath, slow down, and look at how far you've come. Decisions for your highest good are made when you have clarity, which comes from being open to information from both the intellect and the intuition. When you step into the role of observer, it's as if you turn on a switch that allows your soul to be an essential part of the information gathering and decision-making process. In this way, you can approach things from a more neutral and non-judgmental place. We know you'll make the right choice. Trust us when we say now is not the time to get too close to the fray. Step back now. You will be glad you did. Love you. You are pure joy. I love these cards. And last but not least, are you still there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still
here. Dear Sue, even though life seems now to be moving full steam ahead, it's a time to rest. Allow ideas to flow through you and take root in your heart before they reach your mind. Honor this process by becoming empty to allow for inspiration and the magic of dreaming. You might feel lazy or unproductive, but we know better. Just asleep is a way to recharge before renewal. So are you in a time for dreaming. In this powerful process of co-creation, your soul merges with spirit in a profound way so you can receive your music directly from source and play your part in the symphony of your life. You are being invited to bear witness in the greatest creation and tune into what others can't hear. We have so many dreams to share with you in the sacred and the invisible. Don't worry, we will wake you when it's time to return with a new dream. No need to set an alarm clock. Loving you always. You are love. So the biggest message is like slowing down and allowing the flow, you know, allowing things to come to you, either through sleep or just meditation, I feel will help you as well. That's the message I'm getting from all three cards. I guess that's why they fell together, because this is the full message. And that's what I have for you, Tim. And I'll send you over to Liz. Hope that really helps you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi, Tim. It's Liz. The first card I pulled for you is Ancestors and Generations. And this card, to me, always represents things that have come through that we're like ingrained with things that our parents teach us, right? Because it's the way it's always been. Does that make sense? We do things this way because we've always done it this way. That's how our parents did it. This is how we do it. And they're not necessarily right, but they're, you know, it's just what we're used to. They don't change the way that they are. You know, they just carry it on and carry it on. And sometimes we need to break away from that. We need to be the one that breaks that cycle of toxicity, because sometimes it's toxic. In your case, I feel like it's not toxic, but it's holding you back. So it's okay to not be conventional. It's okay to not follow the mold. It's okay to, you know, go on your own path, even if it's not what everyone else thinks that you should do. Because guess what? Your path is meant for you, and you're going to be good at it, and you're going to be successful. And sometimes you have to deal with a little bit of the naysaying, but, you know, you're going to show them. And you don't have to go with that attitude, but they're going to see how, you know, this is meant for you, and you're going to be successful, and you're going to be okay, even if they don't first understand it. And the reality is parents are always going to love their kids and support them, even when they don't understand it. So I was shuffling my other deck to get you another card, and the whole thing fell on the floor for no reason at all, really. And I was like, what the heck? And I thought, this whole stack of cards was right side up. And I'm like, this. So I went to pick them up, and as I picked them up, I'm like, no, these are all words he needs to hear because they're in line with the message. And one of them is a bigger message for you. But the first card was limitless, delusion, trust, acceptance, energetic clearing, outrageous openness, courage, worth, right actions, intuition, and detachment. And a lot of them mean the same thing, but that's about breaking that generational cycle, that generational curse. You're tapping into your intuition, you're working on that, so it's stronger, and you're supposed to feel it, you're supposed to trust, you're supposed to go with it. The detachment and the delusion and the energetic clearing, they're all about stepping away from that generational curse and becoming, you know, and doing what is right for you, despite what anyone tries to tell you. And, you know, I thought another one was worth was a big one in there, because I thought, you know, you need to understand that you have value. You have value. You are worthy of wonderful, great things, and they're coming to you. As soon as you, you know, follow those steps that your intuition is giving you, as soon as you start going with the flow and, you know, not worrying about what the naysayers say. But the biggest message was the limitless. And this is what I think you need to hear. See yourself open to receive in the most miraculous ways. The divine can use anything and anyone. So there are people coming into your life all the time, you know, at gas stations, at the supermarket, we pass people by, you know, people we work with every day. And there's people that are going to be there showing you the way, that are offering opportunities out of nowhere, that are making you realize things at a glance. And those are all messages to you to take, to know that whatever it is you want, you can have. The life you dream of is right there. It's not far. And, you know, again, we're in this manifesting cycle where now's the time to dream big and pick those wild, crazy dreams, put them out there to the universe, because the universe is bringing them to you now. And anything that you don't want, don't think about it. Don't talk about it. Only talk about things you do want. Only speak out loud, okay. Write down things that you want in your life, because that's what the universe is going to bring you. And, The sky's the limit. Everything is there. It's time to step away from those things that you're trying to do to please your parents or your siblings or those things. It's time to step out of that line and say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. This isn't me, and I need to make a change. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope that message helps you, and we definitely want to hear back from you, Tim, and hear how everything goes, okay?
I will indeed. Thank you all so very much. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All these callers with all these possibilities.
Yeah, it's exciting. My goodness.
It is. I hope everyone takes their leap, because you can't go wrong.
Definitely.
No, you can't.
Once you get over that,
I mean,
you really have to
you have to listen to that, and you have to, you know, really, like as Liz said, take the leap, because you may not, you know, end up where you're meant to be, you know, and the leap is scary. I mean, I was told by an angel woman that said, you know, Spirit will give you everything you need, but you have to trust. And I ended up like on, you know, on air, and I didn't have a clue what I was going to say or do. I mean, I didn't, you know, I didn't do any cards, like angel cards. I didn't know what they were about. And I started, and I was shaking, and I'm thinking I must be crazy because I have no clue, you know. So, but if you just have faith, you know, you believe, it does work out well. It really does.
Yeah.
Beautiful, and I feel like whoever
it's
the
crazy.
Next caller is, Liz has to have faith, so I don't know who we're going to pick up, but the message
okay.
of faith is well, yep.
All right, well, let's see what we got here. Area code 510, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Tasha.
Hi, Precious. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, a question on my plan. How should I move forward with him? What does the angel say?
Okay, Liz, I couldn't hear anything. It's picking up on my end.
Can you repeat your question, Precious? I wasn't clear on the first part of your.
I was asking, with my friend Sean, should I move forward with him, or will I?
Okay, so you want to know, is it a good idea or?
You got the angels say yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm getting this is a time, you know, to have some faith. Hey, do you feel good about, you know, going forward with this person?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I was, like, I was hearing, you know, whatever it is, you have to have faith. You know, stay calm and, you know, the angels are going to help you. What is the hesitation that you're calling today about, you know, going forward with this person?
Well, we're friends, that's why.
Okay, and are you hoping for more?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the angels. Yeah, that's all I was trying to say with the angels. Is it see
okay, well,
see
I...
More? Okay.
What I was... the angels are telling me, first of all, you are going to be lucky in love. Okay? And to make sure that you get an open line of communication. Okay?
I know.
But I don't know, like, this relationship specifically... I feel like there's something a little different with this relationship. I feel like you are going to be very lucky in love. This relationship, even though it's like a friendship, I feel like there are challenges within it.
Okay, that's every relationship.
Well, I feel like there's challenges that go like above and beyond. I feel like there's like some kind of like, you know, some kind of feelings like underneath that, you know, there's not like 100% trust, you know, so I'm getting, like I said, you are going to be lucky, very, very lucky, but when he have like an open line of communication,
mm-hmm.
You talk about everything because I feel like, you know, because I feel like someone's emotions, like, they don't feel right. I don't know if it's yours or his, but you've got to focus on what it is that you're wanting from this relationship, okay? And you've got to, like I said, you've got to make sure that you keep that open line of communication because talking is really important, okay?
Okay.
I don't know. It's you or him, but there's a lot of fear in this relationship about moving forward. You know, and I don't feel like I'm, like, I wouldn't write off the relationship at this point, but there's, you know, whatever those feelings are, it's not, you know, good for the relationship, you know?
Okay.
So I feel like fear might be holding you back, and you've got to be open to love, you know, and being full of fear is not being open in love, hon, okay? So you've got to get to the bottom of what the fear is all about. You know?
Okay.
I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies, but the angels are saying, you know, please don't rush into things.
I'm not. Okay.
Mary? Thank you, hon.
Yes. Hi, Precious. The first card I agree with DC because this card confirms everything that DC mentioned. So I'm going to read it for you. It says, "Dearest you, we're a chatty bunch over here, always talking about how to support you in your life's journey. We communicate to you through the language of oracles, dreams, signs, metaphors, and omens. In your life on Earth, however, clarity in your communication is essential to being understood. You don't speak in symbols, and if you did, you would definitely confuse things. Right now, you're facing a situation in which you're being asked to have integrity. Be clear and learn to ask for your needs to be met. The first step is to admit out loud that you have needs. The second is to ask out loud for them to be met. And the third is to allow the other person or organization to answer you. When you follow these steps, you most definitely expect an answer. In your favor, affirmative, we say, loving you so very much. And in the back it says, you are divine beauty. So precious, what I'm getting from this message is that definitely you need to let him know your feelings and see and speak to him exactly clear and, you know, and tell him what your needs are and see if he's, you know, if he agrees that, yes, you know, the friendship should become personal, and be clear what you want and what your needs are, basically, and see if he can meet them. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So I hope that helps. I'm going to switch you over to Liz.
Yeah, that helps.
Have a great evening. Okay.
Thank you. Hold on.
You're welcome.
All right, precious. So the first card that came out for me was Meadow and Vulnerability. And when we want to go into relationships with love, we got to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
And it's tough. But you know what? The thing is that we think it's tough, but it's beautiful, right? To share ourselves with someone else and to have someone else share themselves with us, even if it's not forever. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful way to learn other people, to know them, and to know yourself and to learn more about yourself, right? Because we have different chemistry with different people, right? So different reactions and different things we have to respond to, and so it's a way we all grow when we're in relationships and we're vulnerable and open. So that's why, you know, and that's why we have them, because we want to know more, right? We want to explore. Something is intriguing about it that we want to be with other people. So we have to see it as a beautiful thing, that even if it doesn't last long term, that it's a beautiful opportunity and it's a beautiful chance to see someone else and to know someone else and to allow someone else to see us and to know us. But some things that I got to was a couple other cards came out, and the second one was Worth, and it says, you have been worthy to belong to love all along without any need to improve. In fact, you are love itself. So, you know, remember that you are perfect the way you are. There's no need to change. And if someone is trying to make you feel that way, or tells you that you need to change, then that's not love. We are perfect the way we are. There are times that we may choose to make changes in our lives for someone else, and when it's our own choice, it's absolutely fine. That's absolutely our decision. But we shouldn't be changing to accommodate someone else's box. Does that make sense?
Right.
We shouldn't be changing because we need to fit what they think that we should be, right? We are who we are, and if we decide that we want to make our own concessions because it's easier, you know, to be with this person if we don't do this and or do that or do something, you know, that we don't do, and because we want to, that's one thing. But to just change because someone wants us to fit into their box, that's not good. We're perfect the way we are. There is someone out there that wants us just the way we are. So the last card I got is Extraordinary. It's a big peacock with its feathers unfurled, and it says, there's a wild and impetuous uniqueness to you that deserves to be honored. So just like I said, you know, we're perfectly imperfect, and so embrace every aspect of yourself, you know, the things that aren't so wonderful or that are quirky. Embrace the fact that they are what make you you, and that's what the right person is absolutely going to love and cherish about you. And I would say, you know, if this person recognizes those things and does that, then they may be the right person.
But again, it's opening up. It's talking. It's communicating and expressing your feelings, and then allowing them to do the same. You know, how do they feel? What do they want? Do you have the same goals in line, the same things that you want to do? You know, is your end game the same? So we really have to, in order to explore relationships, we really have to put ourselves out there and be 100% authentically who we are, and not be ashamed of it. And if someone else doesn't like it, that's okay. You know, they don't have to. We just know that the right person that does like it will come along. They'll be here, you know, they'll be here soon. And, you know, have that discussion. Have that discussion with your friend. What are they thinking? What do they want to do? You know, are they looking for that? Maybe that's not their thing right now. And maybe, are you willing to wait? Or maybe you're not. You know, you have to definitely be in touch with what you feel and what you want, and then go to the table, right, and say, okay, where are you at? This is where I'm at. And don't allow yourself to be pushed back or made small because of the way you feel. You know, say, okay, it's okay that you're not there. So I know that this isn't where I want to keep pursuing and putting my energy, right?
Right.
So, you know, those are the things. You know, we got a good, powerful manifesting time coming up here. You know, do the list. Do the qualities that you want in someone and the deal breakers that, you know, you're not going to put up with. Put them in another column and, you know, say, all right, show me the man. you know, ask the universe to bring that person your way. But make sure you're loving yourself. Make sure you're 100% okay with you and who you are, and know that that's who you are, and you should love every aspect of you. You are, as they say, perfectly imperfect, and that's how we're meant to be. So I hope that helps you, Precious, and give us a call back and let us know how you make out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening. Well, ladies, I think we have time for one more.
Okay, sounds good, Liz.
And then, Mary, are you writing down the other ones for next week?
I will.
The other numbers?
I will.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won't be here next week. That's why I'm asking. Okay.
I'll let you be guided.
All right.
To pick the next color.
Okay.
And then I'll pick the one.
Okay. All right. Area code 415, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Anne in Washington. Thanks for taking
Hi,
one
Anne.
More. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Anne. Do you have a question for us?
Kind of a general reading, just what to focus on or things to loose ends to clear up before the end of the year. But
okay.
My random question is, things have been disappearing. Like, I've been losing weird things, and I don't know what is happening with a physical spirit playing a joke with me or what's going on.
Oh, goodness.
Like a pendant right off my necklace that my dad gave me. Anyway. But that's just kind of a funny question.
Okay, Anne, this is DC. I have to ask you, I'm getting, like, I heard the word challenges. This is like a time for you to, you know, to just see things in a different way. And I feel like maybe, like, you know, maybe that's why you're missing things, to help you to see things differently right now. And, you know, you're seeing your dad's chain. I feel like, you know, you're getting help from those on the other side, and they want you to focus on certain things.
Uh-huh.
okay? So just take a couple minutes here, stand back and reflect on, what it could possibly mean, okay?
Yeah, I have.
And I'm getting, are there things that are missing? Now, it's crazy, but the things that are missing, could they be holding you back in a way? Is there something connected to the chain that isn't positive or something? Because I just feel like there's a reason for everything.
Yeah, it was a gold pendant from Italy that my dad brought back to me. So it wasn't the chain, but the...
Okay, well, I still feel like it's going to show up. It's not gone. It's just, it's out of your view or something right now for a reason, because there may be something connected to it that you have to focus on, if that makes sense to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there an emotional attachment to the, to the pendant that... Because I'm getting, an emotional attachment.
Well, just because he passed recently, it just is a nice memory. But
I feel like you will find it. You've got to be patient, because he's saying have patience. Okay. I just feel like, things are just sort of like with you right now. I feel like you're not moving forward the way that you want to move forward. So just
in the job area, not in social areas,
okay,
but just the career area.
Okay. Well, he's just saying, take the path of least resistance, if that makes sense to you. Okay. So everything is somehow connected. Like he's not worried about it, so I'm not worried about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's saying, he feels like, you're not in the right job right now.
No,
so that's
not
what he's showing me.
Not.
I don't know if that makes sense to you, but he's saying she's not in the right job right now.
I think he means my past job, and so I'm definitely changing. That's why it's taking a little longer. I'm kind of creating a whole new career.
Okay, well, I am getting, keep up with the continued effort, okay?
Yeah.
And I do feel things are going to work out for you, And he's showing me, to keep going and just, be open to things that are happening. He's saying that you think too much at times. She thinks too much.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and I'm getting like if you're looking for something different, even if it's in the same company, he's showing me a resume. It looks like a resume, and he's saying just you've got to change something up in the resume.
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking for a professional resume writer. I need some.
And he's just saying make the best of the situation. And, before you decide what you want, he's saying make sure you see yourself where you want to be 5 years from now. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's what I have. He's saying dreams, so you may be able to, connect, and he'll tell you where your item is in the dreams. Okay?
Great.
That's what I have, and
thank
I hope
you.
It helps. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless.
Hi, Ann. It's Mary.
Hi.
Hi. So the first thing I got was call on St. Anthony. He's the saint to find lost items. So, and you are going to find it. And, I totally agree with what BC mentioned. There is a connection to that pendant. I was getting that, so I'm not sure what it is. I didn't dig deep into it, but I was pulling cards for you from the postcards from Spirit, and a lot of them were falling out, so I just asked for one, this card came out. It's that dearest you, the common theme, be in the world, but not of it, and wear the world loosely, referred to the need to be engaged with life while not being attached to specific outcomes. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of the many co-creators here to play, and we have many ideas about how all this should play out. Just know the outcome doesn't matter as much as the presence you bring to each experience and how you let yourself flow through life. There's a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So will you wear the world loosely or will it straitjacket you? It is your choice. Whatever happens, have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why. We have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should. Spirit has a plan, loving you always and forever. And it says in the back, you are beauty. That is so beautiful, Anne. And I'm so chilled from head to toe. I don't know if your dad is coming in. But I feel him like on my crown, and I felt him like on the right side of me, and I was just chilled. So I don't know if he's trying to communicate with you through like your crown. So what you would feel is like, you know, you either feel like chills, like goosebumps, or even like someone touching your hair. So when my dad comes to see me, he touches my hair, like, you know, like brushing it with his hand. That's what he does to me. But your dad came in through like the top of the crown, and I felt him like, you know, all tingly there on the top of the crown. So that was beautiful. His energy is so beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
I hope that helped, Anne. I'll switch you over to Liz.
Yeah, not attached to outcomes. That's good to remember.
Yes. Yep. Hold down a second.
Hi, Anne.
Hi,
Anne. This is Liz. And the first card that came out for you was Music and Harmony. And it's telling you to tap into some of your favorite songs. The songs that you and your dad enjoyed, some feelings. I feel like you were kind of prepared for his passing, but you didn't really go through all the feels, if that makes sense. You tried to hold back a little bit. I don't know if it was for other people in your family, but you tried to be a bit stoic. And they're saying, you know, you got to let those emotions flow. You got to do the crying. You've got to do the, you know, missing him and let it go, you know, because when we don't feel the feelings, we stuff them away and they come back later, and they come back at times when we don't want, like, we don't need them to come back. So it's really saying, you know what, go ahead and sit in this. Go ahead and be sad for a couple of days. Go ahead and, you know, listen to those songs and really love. And, you know, the pendant is missing, but it's not gone, just like the other lady said. But it was, they needed for it to be missing so that you would connect with this and miss him, you know, him being there. Miss him being gone. But also while you're doing this, do some grounding, you know, do some connection. You know, go outside and have a nice cry because, you know that he's there. He hasn't left you. He is with you. And he is, you know, and he's never going to. He's always going to be there. And he wants you to know that. He wants you to know that. And he wants you to know that you have the strength for anything this world gives you. You are more powerful than you let yourself believe. And he wants you to find that. He's asking you to dig it out and show everyone, I'm going to say the lioness that you are, because the last card is inner power and it has a big lion on it. And it says, give me the courage and the power to do what must be done. So, you know, again, taking that leap, doing the things that are scary. You know, the things we're afraid to do, go ahead and do it. Don't be afraid. The time is now. This is all we have, right? You know, that's a big lesson that we
we seem to, you know, be reminded of every time we lose someone, right? This is the only life we've got. You better live it. So he's asking you to do that. He's calling you to say, hey, there, you know, be vulnerable. Put yourself in these scary, you know, take the jumps and do the scary things, because guess what? They're going to get you where you got to go. And you're strong enough and have enough knowledge and smarts that you're going to be excellent at anything. So go ahead and do it. People are going to want you. People are going to want to be with you. But, you know, grounding is going to get you in that place of feeling strong and confident. And then through the music and through that releasing and, you know, connecting with the loss of him and going through that, you're actually going to you're going to create a better harmony for yourself. Things are going to seem more in alignment. And he's going to be there to guide you along the way. He's going to be there supporting you and holding you up through every scary thing, every leap, every faith you take, every jump you do. He's going to be there. And he, because he knows that you've got what it takes, he knows that you're going to be fine. So that is my message for you, Anne. I hope that helps you. And your pendant will come around soon. You'll find it in a, you know, once you've had that little wake up, you know, go through the fields, do the things, and you know what? It's all of a sudden there. It's going to be. It's going to show up. So,
yeah.
That's where you're
Thank
at.
You.
You know,
and
that's
nice.
Yeah.
And Liz, we have
theory.
Joan Rivers is coming in. She started the show. She said she's going to end the show. She's saying, Ann, your life is not a dress rehearsal. Turn the curtain is up. You're on the grand stage. Get out there and give it your best shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I took a lot of dance classes as a kid. So
beautiful, beautiful.
A lot of recitals.
Yeah, get out there and show us what you got, girlfriend. Don't be afraid. So, Anne, you know, give us a call back and let us know how it goes. We hope you find your pendant. We know you're going to. And know that your dad's there with you, that he loves you, that he's supporting you, that he is pushing you to go out there and put yourself, take the risk, because you're worth it.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
You're
take
welcome.
Care,
have
Anne.
A great evening.
So. I sure will.
Bye, Anne.
Oh. Wow, ladies. What a great
show.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was beautiful,
yes.
Ladies.
Great show.
Well, great show. Well,
I'm not
sure
we're
going to
miss
week, unfortunately.
Week. So. Yeah, I'll miss you,
well,
ladies.
We can reconnect.
I'd rather be here.
Oh, I know. Well, you're with us anyway. Thank you, and
absolutely.
I hope you both have a very blessed rest of your evening. And I look forward to connecting again next week.
Likewise.
Absolutely. Good night,
ladies. Many blessings, everyone.
Night,
thank
ladies.
You.
Bye.
Yeah.
Good night.
Love you.
Bye.